105.7 KPMX. It's 9:05 on this beautiful, still Tuesday, right, Philip?
I think so.
All right, good deal. We're going to get this mic up there. My guest teaches CDL at NJC. Philip Sims, how are you?
I'm doing great, Andy. How are you doing
today? I'm doing good. I would like, if you've got a couple of minutes, because you're my last guest of the day, so I got a couple of minutes.
Oh, we have time.
Good. I want you to talk about your first job working for the man, which is, because you've been self-employed your whole life.
Yes, I have.
How do you end up working for the man like this?
You know, this program, I'd heard about it, and they were needing a CDL director.
Okay.
So I thought, you know, I graduated NJC in 1982. And I love that school.
Yeah.
And I thought, I want to be a part of NJC. If I'm going to work, that's where I'm going to work.
All right.
And so I applied and they gave me the job. And now we're teaching CDL classes. And it's a really exciting program.
Well, and this is nothing new to you either. This is not new to you. So
no.
your background, besides agriculture, is as a trucker.
Yes, I've owned a trucking company for 41 years now.
Wow.
Before that, I drove as a kid on the farm, you know.
Sure.
And so, it comes natural to me to teach people, and I really enjoy it. We're working with two schools that got grants from BOCES.
Okay.
And they bought trucks. Akron High School bought their own truck.
Nice.
And Holyoke High School bought their own truck.
Wow.
So 2 days a week, I'm at each school teaching the kids, and BOCES is paying for them to get their CDLs. So it's a fantastic program.
It really is. And we will always need goods delivered by truck.
Yeah, kind of a fun fact. There are 180 million trucks on the road in the United States.
Wow.
And 3.7 million of those are in Colorado alone. 70% of all freight is shipped by truck. $12.9 trillion per year.
Wow.
Trucks generate. And in the last quarter, $260.5 billion for the nation's overall GDP comes from transportation.
Comes from transportation. So you cannot overstate the importance of needing qualified people out there on the roads.
Yeah, you might say NJC is helping drive the economy.
I like that.
This program.
I like that. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. What are students going to learn? I mean, does a student already need to know how to do some of this, or where do you
they
start the curriculum?
They don't need to know anything.
Really?
We start teaching in the class, and we get them prepared to take their permit.
Okay.
They take their permit, and then it is the whole class runs 96 hours. And then we do behind the wheel driving, and we teach from start to finish. And then they take their final test and they have their CDL.
So back in that trailer, all of that stuff, that's part of the curriculum.
Yes, it is. And we also offer Class A,
okay,
tractor trailer, Class B, bobtail, passenger, and school bus. We're partnered with RE1 schools now.
Oh.
And they're paying for drivers to get their CDLs, and we're teaching those classes so that the schools can get bus drivers. Everybody needs drivers, it seems like.
And every school district out there is begging for drivers.
Yeah, it is.
And they're making it more and more attractive as a job, mm-hmm, as far as pay and benefits and that kind of thing. There are plenty of people out there looking for work. So here it is. You could have... So you're saying RE1 is paying for people to learn how to...
If they go to work for them, yes, wow, they will pay for their CDL.
You can't get better than that.
No, you can't. It's a great opportunity.
Okay. So who's the perfect candidate? Who do you like? Who's the student? What do you need to know?
There's a lot of students, of course, in our area that have been around agriculture. Some of them have driven trucks before, and some of them haven't. But the perfect student is the one that wants to learn.
Okay.
You know, that wants to be part of the program.
All right.
And is excited about it. And that's who we love to teach. But we like taking on any student or now a lot of the businesses are paying for their employees to get CDLs.
Okay.
So they're sending their people to us to get trained. And we offer permit classes only.
Okay.
A weekend, Saturday and Sunday. We offer weekend classes, 6 weeks to get your permit, or to get your permit and then get your behind the wheel driving.
You have to have experience.
Yes, you do. And so we give that. We can also create classes for specific businesses of what they need. And we'll take care of all that for any business.
That's a really good point, because I always just think driving is driving is driving. Whether it's a truck, you know, you assume that somebody driving freight is as conscientious about their load as is somebody driving people in a bus or what have you. And that's 99.9% of the drivers out there are. But I never thought about different companies having different requirements for their drivers. So what might be something that I'm watching the Walmart truck drive by as I'm trying to come up with the question. So somebody driving the big truck for the big box stores, how would that be different than, say, another company? What differences?
Well, it all depends on what endorsement you want. You know?
Oh, okay.
Of course, there is a tanker endorsement. There is hazmat endorsement. Yeah. Then, we have flatbed, you have vans, reefers.
Oversize, all that stuff.
And yeah, there's a lot of different facets to the trucking industry.
Are all of these things touched on, at least in the curriculum here?
You know, we teach to start with the basic CDL, so you can get that. Then you can go on to different industries and get your endorsements.
Okay. All right. So you get to drive. You know how to drive a truck now. Let's just say you went from driving your mom's Mitsubishi to now you're driving a truck, or you know how, to then you need to get the hours. And is there a minimum number of hours required by the state of Colorado?
Or? Well, we do 96 hours.
96 behind the wheel hours.
Behind the wheel, yes.
Oh, that's good. That's... Yeah.
And of course... we make sure they know how to drive. With my experience, you know, I can really help a lot of kids, I think, and students, just with the experience I have to help them in any industry they want to go to.
So you can also act as sort of a counselor for them,
too. A little bit. Yeah.
Nice.
Also, given the success of last year, NJC has been awarded a mobile learning lab grant, and that's to build a mobile CDL program.
Oh my.
We are putting together a mobile trailer. It'll have a simulator in it, and we can take that trailer. It's got a classroom in it also, and we can take that anywhere we need to go to train.
Wow. Wow. So,
and with that grant, we get to purchase new trucks also. So we are putting together a premier program for CDL training through NJC.
This could be the launch of 1,000 careers out here.
Yes, it could
be. Why NJC? What is it about NJC that now they're doing this too? You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Seems like they have been innovating left and right here lately.
NJC is very progressive. They want to help promote the trades.
Okay.
And anything we can do to help our economy, our community, NJC's right there to do it.
So it's not just academics. It's
right.
all of this too. Philip Sims is my guest this morning. He's the head of the CDL program, the Commercial Driver's License Program at NJC. What else are we talking about today?
Well,
whatever it is I want
to whatever talk about. Else you'd like to talk about.
Well, if there's anything that we haven't covered yet that you came in prepared to talk about. We got the, let's see, where'd it go? Oh, that's gluten-free stuff. How do people get a hold of you?
Well, they can find us online at njc.edu.
Okay.
Or they can call us at 970-521-6793. And we can sure help them in any way they need to facilitate a Class A, B passenger or bus.
Now, if you're wondering about NJC's efficacy as a teaching facility for truck drivers, consider this. NJC boasts a 100% success rate for public employees who have completed the customized CDL class. That means you place drivers.
Yes, we do.
That's outstanding. That's good. That's a success rate not many curricula can brag about, you know?
Right. No, we take pride in what we're doing at NJC, and I think it shows.
I think so, too. And like you, I'm very, very proud of this little college. I'm so tickled that now my daughter's going to NJC. I should have her sign up for a class. She needs to learn how to drive a truck.
Yeah. You know, once you get your CDL, that opens up a whole world for people. Actually, there are so many different jobs that are available on any given day that require a CDL, and you'll never be out of work if you have a CDL.
If you know how to drive and have a CDL, you could work in public transportation.
Yes.
You could drive a dump truck or a cement truck. I mean, because you have to learn how to manage loads.
Yes, you do.
And so so driving a cement truck, to me, that's the biggest mystery of all. Because not only do you have this ridiculously heavy vehicle with a ridiculously heavy load, but that load is moving the whole time you're driving.
Yes, it is.
You know? So things like that just fascinate me. They NJC can tailor whatever you want to drive. If you're a young man looking through the eyes of a seven-year-old boy at the big trucks and you want to do that, this CDL. What if you have a dream of being a firefighter? Those rigs are not easy to drive.
No, they're not.
And so this could help you with that too.
Yes, it could.
Oh, man.
And kind of some facts. Careers in transportation, you know, comes from a publication that publicized an entry-level truck driver, you know, just starting out.
Okay.
57,910. Agriculture equipment operator, 39,690. Light truck and delivery drivers, 42,470. And bus drivers, 60,170 a year for just starting out.
That's your first job in the business?
Yes.
Wow. So, and it all just goes up from there.
Yes, it does.
Pay commensurate with experience. Let's talk about the travel aspects of it. Let's talk about being over the road.
You know,
do you do a lot of over the road?
I have done over the road my whole career.
Okay.
I have traveled all 48 states and all of Canada. I have been to every city there is. I've been to the end of every interstate on both ends. I wouldn't trade it for anything. The experience of traveling and seeing the United States and Canada, you can't match that.
All right, Phil, I'm going to put you on the spot. Which city, in your experience, has the worst drivers?
Houston is a rough one. Atlanta is a rough one. But overall, L.A.
Oh, man. Okay. L.A. It used to not be that, though. Used to be in L.A., people would signal their turn and, you know,
Yeah. They
knew how to get along. Of course, I'm saying used to be 50 years ago. But L.A., huh? What is it about L.A.? Just the number of people?
Just the traffic. you know, in LA with a semi, you kind of want to go in at night and come out at night.
Gotcha.
The traffic can be brutal. You know, people talk about New York, but I haven't had terrible experiences in New York. So, and I love to go to Chicago. And,
okay.
There's so many cities I like to go to, but just seeing the farmland. I'm a farmer, so I like to travel anywhere there's farm ground to look at.
And that is most of the interstates, especially out here, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
If you love to drive, call this guy right here, Philip Sims, 970-521-6783. Is that the number?
Yes.
All right. And again, or just go to njc.edu. That's the website. Check out their CDL. All you got to do is type in CDL or driver's license.
And you'll find
You'll find it. We need to talk more. I've got a million questions, but I'm kind of running out of time right now. Philip Sims, my guest this morning. And again, if you want to find out more, go to njc.edu. Keep up the good work, and thanks for coming in today.
Thank you for having me today, Andy.